writer Nicholas Carr was deeply out of step when he began to suggest that everything shining from the screen was not as it purported to be. He clearly hadn't seen the need the way Jeff Bezos had, clearly didn't have the entrepreneurial eye, was caught on the hop. "I'm not thinking the way I used to think," he wrote. "I feel it most strongly when I'm reading. I used to find it easy to immerse myself in a book or a lengthy article. My mind would get caught up in the twists of the narrative or the turns of the argument, and I'd spend hours strolling through long stretches of prose. That's rarely the case anymore. Now my concentration starts to drift. After a page or two, I get fidgety, lose the thread, begin looking for something else to do. I feel like I'm always dragging my wayward brain back to the text. The deep reading that used to come naturally has become a struggle." Perhaps deep reading was the old way of reading, and Nicholas Carr didn't realise there was a need for a new way of reading. Perhaps he hadn't realised that someone had moved in to fill it. Cars and car horns and the high-pitched tension of brakes. Stepping aside on the pavement and the crowds walking by and families, and outside the pub, smokers laugh. In the social areas, the steady movement and the music of laughter and chatter, and people greet each other. There is visual and oral activity across the town, a constant stream and a continuous feed. So here, most of all, something akin to meditation, a stopping on the corner, an art intervention in the social, shared spaces. Reading in public places.